The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, July the 28th, 2025, to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting on the very luxurious studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning news brought to you at the top of the hour, always by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Dave's at the helm. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
What national days we have here?
Well, it's National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, boy.
Which you will not find on the National Day Calendar website.
Really?
Yep, but Carl alerted me to it, and I am excited.
Are you a chicken wing guy?
I can eat like 50.
Yeah, Carl used to go down. I haven't done that as of late, but he used to go down the street and have like a Tuesday or Thursday chicken wing special. Remember that?
Oh, no, they'd have Tuesday down at Maxwell's.
Yeah.
Is hamburger day.
Oh, I thought you had chicken. Yeah. But
my favorite was I would have chicken wings.
All right.
And today is National Chicken Wing Day. And free food at Buffalo Wild Wings. Do we have Buffalo Wild Wings here?
I heard we're getting one.
Oh, maybe.
Eventually.
Oh, eventually. Anyway.
Well, we got a lot of chicken restaurants in town.
Started back in 1977, proclaimed July 29th as National Chicken Wing Day to celebrate the thousands of pounds of chicken wings that are consumed by Buffalonians in restaurants and taverns throughout the city each week. Now, annually, more than 1.2 billion servings of wings have been done. I mean, in the last year, annually, which is down 1.5% from the year before. I don't know what's going on there because of chicken wings. Anyway, but the dish started in 1960 and flourished in the 80s as the cooking of whole chickens declined and consumers began preferring chicken breast. So there. Anyway.
All right, so there.
No, there's more here. I'm trying to find Buffalo Wild Wings has a National Chicken Wing Day sale, and Popeyes has do we have a Popeyes?
I'm glad you're engrossed
Popeyes.
In your chicken wing.
Do we have Popeyes
morning.
Here anymore?
Yes, we do.
Monday morning chicken wing.
Still out there on Church Cypress Avenue.
Okay. If you're a member of the Popeyes Rewards and Loyalty Program, you get a free 6-piece order. And,
good morning.
Wait a minute.
The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always looking forward to helping you in our beautiful North State in order to fulfill your propane needs into the hard reached places as well. Some updates on the fire. Shasta County residents affected by the Green Fire and other wildfires can now, access extended time to request replacement CalFresh benefits. According to the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency, the usual 10-day deadline has been waived due to the ongoing wildfires and related power outages that started on July 1st. Households that lost food bought with the CalFresh benefits have until July 30th to apply for replacements. Residents who were denied replacements benefits between July 11th and July 30th can seek a reevaluation of their application. This is really important. Firefighters have made significant progress in containing the Green Fire that has burned 19,022 acres and is now 79% contained. The area did not have new fires due to recent lightning despite there being 18,833 lightning strikes. That's a lot of lightning strikes. But we saw the orange skies. We were like, and we heard that it was like a rumble. Rumbling skies. Not crackly skies. We were that deep rumble. So they had 18, yeah. Yeah, it really was. ominous. Some of those strikes have started 13 new fires within an area approximately 15 miles from the Green Fire, with these new fires actively suppressed by cooperating firefighter agencies. The Beetle Fire west of Lady Bug Butte and northeast of Beetle Butte burned a quarter of an acre and is 100% contained. And the Grizzly Fire burned northwest of Brushy Butte, southeast of Oak Knob, southwest of Lake McLeod, burned a quarter of an acre. More on those in a minute.
Hey, be prepared. If you live in California, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Texas, tens of thousands of tarantulas.
Oh, God, please.
Will be crawling out of their burrows in search of females.
Oh, no.
Yes, making for a fascinating, if a little creepy, display of the wonders of nature.
I would do not want to.
It's tarantula mating season. Yes, yes, it is.
Well, maybe they'll be preoccupied.
If you're lucky enough, you can sometimes see them in hordes crossing the road several times a year.
Isn't that what you want to say? Hey, let's have a picnic and put down our blanket.
Well, tarantulas are not real aggressive.
I know, but still.
And they won't kill you if they bite you. However, it can be very painful.
Uh-uh.
So, you know, the idea of picking them up. And some of these.
I think I have a phobia.
Some of these are baseball size.
No.
Picking your way through parks and campgrounds, there you are having your little, picnic on the grass, a little wine, a little cheese, and all of a sudden you have 56 tarantulas crawling across you. I know
all right,
how much
too much of a visual for me.
Linda is not big on spiders.
No.
Let me tell you, I've had to come home to take care of spiders.
Listen, I grew up in the country and wolf spiders, the size of I don't know what. Wolf spiders was just
the size of a small Volkswagen.
We did not have, in those days, we didn't spray for cobwebs and spiders. So, you know, what my brother and I will tell you that my parents built out in the country and we had critters and spiders, and not my thing to be cleaning out my closet and have a wolf spider, you know, and they jump.
They don't jump.
They jump. Mr. Scientific. Talking about wings. You should know about spiders as much as you do about wings.
There are 29 described individual species of tarantulas, including in Arizona. There's even a variety with a fiery red abdomen. Tummy has fiery red. Okay, what do you do? Where are you likely to see them? Because we're all going to go out and look for tarantulas now.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, they're in the desert. We don't think we have them up here. So, anyway.
1,100 species have been identified. Is that what you said?
What?
1,000, and according to Wikipedia, because I thought I'd jump in on the conversation.
29 kinds in the United States.
Well, 1,100 species have been identified.
Okay, but 29 in the United States.
All right.
Anyway,
unless they jump in somebody's suitcase that comes
females
overseas.
Females stay near their burrows, hunting, feeding, and growing, can live for up to 20 to 25 years. Males, once they're hatched, they create burrows and spend a few years there, slowly growing and molting several times. When they're ready to go find a mate, they leave their burrows and begin wandering, sniffing the air for female pheromones. Kind of like Johnny's Cat House down used to be on Market Street. You'd see the guys out there. You'd see guys walking down the street sniffing.
Time for a break.
The air. And some of them get hit because the smell of pheromones was so strong, they were not paying attention.
Aren't you glad you listened on this Monday morning?
Where Cultural Curations is, you know, Dave's wonderful shop, they've had incidents guys were just, you know, they've run over 3-4 guys during
walk
the
of
evening
shame, the
trying
walk of
to
shame.
Get across the road.
They should have, for those who had the walk of shame.
Wait a minute.
Many friends I know, you know, it's 3 o'clock and the 4 o'clock, you cannot find
now,
a taxi.
And like real life, if a male finds a female and she accepts him, they will mate. It's a brief moment of happiness.
By the
way. Because she will then probably eat him.
It says during mating season, it's not a comma for a tarantula to wander into campsites.
The day of the wedding is, yes, you have some cake.
Got to take a break.
And the next thing you know, you are a T-bone. And
we'll
be
right
back.
was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras a...
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about
luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Should we do the other side? All right.
So
okay, we can't help it.
It's to the side, not up and down.
Well, yeah, we go back, Alex. And we kind of do. I wish you could see us, kind of. And I don't really understand. What movie was that from again, David?
Not the Royal Tenenbaums, the...
Night at the Roxbury. Okay. Why don't you ask me? I know that.
Well, because I'm just moving it around. Now, speaking of, every Monday at 7:15...
Is Emery here? Okay. Good.
We have a wonderful personality who lets us know what's going on for this week with a calendar update. Brought to you by...
Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345. And Anne-Marie, hello, and welcome to Monday.
Morning.
Good Monday morning, everyone. And don't hit me, but I have to agree with Linda here, because I've seen it. Wolf spiders jump, and they can jump towards you. They
yes.
have no fear.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it just is a freakazoid when you're 7 and 8, and that's an imprint on your brain forever.
Well,
okay?
You know what? I understand you girls and wolf spiders, but you don't need to go to Iraq and look at the camel spiders.
Okay, I don't want to
They can make movies out of
I don't want to talk about spiders anymore. Can we please hear about some lovely things going on in the Redding area? Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, today, Monday, July 28th, is National Buffalo Soldiers Day. This day honors the formation of the first regular Army regiment of African-American soldiers back in 1866. Tuesday, July 29th, is Army Chaplain Corps anniversary. Wednesday, July 30th, is National Father-in-Law Day. And this Saturday is National VFR Day, a day to show support for our veterans and first responders and bring awareness to the mental health issues and emotional toll they face. As we begin, I would like to give a shout out to Karen with Nation's Finest in Redding for helping with an urgent need I brought to her for one of our local disabled veterans and his wife. The need is for a full-size mattress and box spring. If you are able to help fulfill this need, please visit Nation's Finest Redding on Facebook, where there is a current post about this urgent need. And again, folks, this is for one of our own local veterans here in Shasta County. They are in need of a full-size mattress and box spring. Shasta County Special Olympics is currently holding their fall sports registration till July 31st. Enjoy bowling, soccer, and flag football. You can register at sonc.org and learn more details and program information. And be sure to check them out on Facebook, Special Olympics Shasta County. National Night Out is just around the corner on Tuesday, August 5th. And many cities are doing registration for that event right now. The city of Shasta Lake is asking folks to register by July 31st. If they would like their neighborhood to receive a visit from local law enforcement and city leaders. More information can be found on the City of Shasta Lake Facebook page. For those in Anderson wanting to host a block party and have visiting law enforcement and city leaders, contact Acting Sergeant Darren Mendoza to register at 530-744-4009. And also check out the Anderson Police Department on Facebook for more details. And again, I'll be talking more about National Night Out next week. Shasta Public Libraries will be hosting a lunch for children at the Reading Library today from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This ongoing event runs Mondays through Fridays till August 1st, so this is the final week, for kids 18 and under. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For additional information, call 530-245-7250. This is part of the California Lunch at the Library program. On Tuesday, look for Veterans Connect at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and in Reading. Now, more details can be found on the City of Shasta Lake Facebook page. On Wednesday night, look for the annual Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series in Anderson. This Wednesday, July 30th, look for Claire Dunn to perform. Opening band is 6 p.m., headliner 7 p.m. This free concert series is located at the Anderson River Park Sierra Pacific Industries Amphitheater at 2800 Rupert Road in Anderson. Bring your own chairs and blankets. On Thursday, July 31st, bring the young kiddos to Turtle Bay for Little Explorers, Stars, Stripes, and Smiles. From 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., this event is geared toward children 2 to 5 years old and will feature hands-on activities that help celebrate America's Birth Month. This event is free for Turtle Bay members and included in paid park admission. More details can be found at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. On Thursday, July 31st, join Seroptimist International Downtown Reading for a night of laughter and fundraising leading ladies at the Riverfront Playhouse, located at 1950 California Street in Reading. The event is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. For ticket information or more details, check out Seroptimist International Downtown Reading on Facebook. The Friday night In the Park concert series is currently running in the city of Shasta Lake at Claire Engel Park and presented by the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce. This Friday, August 1st, look for Liquid Amber to perform. Showtime is 6:30 p.m. Bring your own lawn chairs and blankets. This Saturday, August 2nd, check out the Sundial Bridge Comic Con event from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Red Lion, located at 1830 Hilltop Drive in Reading. According to the event flyer, tickets are $15 at the door for adults, with children 8 to 14 being $10, and those 7 and under are free with paying adults. This is a one-day event with special guests. And to view the special guest list and also the featured guest list, check out Sundial Bridge Comic Con on Facebook. And that is just a quick sample of events.
We're having, wait. Anne Marie, did you say we're having our own Comic Con here in Reading?
You got it. This coming Saturday, it's going to start at 10 a.m. and go to 5:30 p.m. at the Red Lion located on Hilltop Drive.
What, cool. Who are you going as?
I just go as myself. Yeah, there you go.
You could say, I tell you, but then, you know, I'm going, and if you recognize me. Then,
no, our former producer, Bob Belongi.
Oh, he's
and Brenda Belongi, his late beautiful wife, were totally into this.
Oh yeah, my gosh, Comic Con in Redding. Okay,
we just appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much, Anne Marie.
Thank you. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you
so much. Hey, and our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, providing auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding. And we're going to take a quick break and be right back. I have some more information on the camel spider.
No, please, not one more thing.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to...
My watch is in there and get them...
Do we talk at the same time?
Yeah, get the batteries updated, et cetera. Okay, you guys, so... we love when we go to our fundraisers, and one of my favorite fundraisers is the Lassen Park Foundation that they usually do out at the McConnell Foundation outside. And this year, the people that invited us to join their table bought a dinner that was donated by this couple by the name of Laura and Ellen. And we met, there were six of us, and we met at 2:50 because their home is an old station. And so we met at 2:15 and we carpooled up there. And it was just fascinating to, you know, Alan has been on the board of Lassen Foundation, and their home, his father was a bridge builder, built a lot of the bridges from this area up through Washington. And the home that they're living in there is a family home that was built in the 70s, although it looks like something that was built in Yosemite in the 20s. The stone, the milled wood, it was amazing. So we got a wonderful tour. Not only that, it was fascinating to hear the history of the family, because their genealogy tree went back to, what's it, the 1700s or 1800s when they immigrated over here. And then to hear about this family and that family and all of these families that are settled here in the valley, and the restaurant hotel that his grandmother ran that is no longer here, but it was just this fascinating history of the area.
Yeah, Bing Crosby Ranch, that was, you know, it was bought one time by Clint Eastwood, and how they're all interrelated to these, because in the valley there, a lot of them, they're related to other families.
Yes.
In the valley. It was very, very interesting.
This is in the Hat Creek area, and it was just fascinating. You couldn't get enough about these interesting people and how long they've known the land and what happened. And, you know, so this is one of the things I love about the Lassen Park Foundation, which is coming up. We need to get a table, Carl. We always have joined other tables, but that is September 2nd. They really do have a great history, and it's a fun night that's outside. We're going to have to look that up for tickets. But we did that on Friday night, and we, you know, poor Buford, we left him and did not get home till almost 11 o'clock. He was such a good boy, though, you know. Anyway, what were you going to say? I wanted to share that because that was a fascinating night, and if that dinner comes up again, we definitely would love to go back up there and know that we're going to wear appropriate, because we were going to take a hike, and, you know, we just spent 4 hours just really conversing before dinner was served.
Well, as you know, we used to have Avelo Airlines coming into Reading, and at one time Avelo flew into Las Vegas, and Avelo left here, but they're also set to leave California, period. However, there's another low-cost carrier called Breeze Airways. It is moving into some of the cities Avelo will depart, including Eureka, Arcata. And they've been Andrew Salzvig, our airport manager, who's just a nice guy, who's on the other day, has had conversations with the Breeze Airway representatives about starting service in Reading. I think it sounds promising, he says. Breeze is looking to expand in their market, so it's very interesting. The time of them entering the markets that Avelo is pulling out of. So, who knows? We may get another carrier in here that might take the place of Avelo, maybe flying down to Burbank or the one to Las Vegas. You can't fly big planes to Las Vegas out of Reading. I mean, I say big planes, you know, not the big planes, but, you know. But if you had planes that carried 40, 50 people, I'm sure that you could, you know, pretty much get your 80% every weekend on that. You know, flying in on a Friday, come back on a Sunday. So, the new tobacco tax has arisen. The new Reading rule imposes higher fees on tobacco sellers and vape shops. Now, I'm totally against this. It's kind of like you got four kids and one of them is not behaving. So you send them all to their room instead of, you know, this kind of mass punishment.
Mm.
Not the tobacco shops that are having problems with. It's the vaping shops. So why don't you go after the vaping shops? Why don't you say, hey, if you sell to kids, this is the third time we've caught you selling, counterband selling flavored this and marijuana infused this and this is the vape shops. Then you hit them with the $10,000 fine And then the third time, you take their license away. But you hit them with a big fine. So now what they've done is they've imposed this $1,200 fine or fee. Fee. It's another word, fee. It's like procedure. Oh, yeah, he's having a procedure. They're removing his gallbladder. That's a big procedure. And this is like a fee. It's like a, oh, it's just a fee. No, it's like a tax on people that are doing the right thing. So, because other people aren't. That's like our next door neighbor getting a DUI and they come over and take your license. You didn't do the DUI. And don't even get me into not selling flavored tobacco or flavored anything in the state of California because adults can't be trusted with that. Anyway.
You know, you really have gone on about this for days.
Well, here's why about the tax, because it's not only on stores that are making sure that they're living to the law and all this stuff, but it goes to grocery store. Any store that sells tobacco now gets hit with this $1,200 to $1,700 tax. Now here's the thing. Show me how this is going to help. What if next year you still have the same amount of people buying? You know, they still had the same amount of, we had 25 incidents that we caught or 50 incidents, and next year you had 50. So what does that mean? It doesn't do any good. So, and then, well, what about the shops don't ever have a problem because they obey the law. Why should they continue to pay them? But I tell you who's going to explain it even better than me. Tanessa Audette. And she's going to be here. City Councilwoman Tanessa Audette's going to be here Wednesday. And she was totally against this because she said, why punish everybody if it's the vape shops you're having problems with? So there.
Right.
So there.
On another note, because, you know, we try to cover a lot of things that are happening in the community, et cetera, and so forth. We have wonderful art and
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and then DeBot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. If you got something stuck in your craw and would like to get on the air with
us. We still have taking callers for the Footloose, the musical at Shasta College this weekend. Call to receive your vouchers for two tickets, 605-4567. David's standing by. And if it's hot and you want to go for a wonderful, you can either go at the 7 o'clock performance or the 2 o'clock matinee. Want you to enjoy that wonderful theater production.
They're forging ahead with President Trump's planned end of production of pennies, a move that could potentially cost jobs, and affect the way businesses handle cash transactions. Well, here it is. It costs much more to make a penny than a penny's worth. And how many people, you know, the thing about pennies are, it's kind of cool. You know, people have prices and a tax comes up to, you know, $9.11 and you give them a 20. So they've got to give you 4 pennies back.
I just say, yeah, save it over there on the...
Keep the pennies?
Yeah, put it over there on the cash register. And for somebody who needs to find those extra pennies, you know, go ahead and...
Yeah, anyway, it would... the common sense about fiscal responsibility and good government.
First of all, you know, there's been outrage about Colbert's canceled show. CBS canceled. You know.
I have thoughts on that.
And there was protests. And the bomb, evidently, according to this article, the protest bomb with less than two dozen people showing up. Well, you know.
They protested that they had canceled it, or they were protesting that they were glad they canceled it?
Probably mad because they canceled it. No, I don't think you're going to show up in to say, yes, you made the right decision.
Because most people
said
don't care.
The end came just days after Stephen Colbert denounced his parent company's $16 million settlement with President Donald Trump, calling it big fat bribe for the Skydance merger. Critics of the cancellation claimed that it was a political retaliation, but evidence showed that Colbert was costing the network $40 million a year in losses while employing a full crew of 200 people. How do you need 200 people when you're doing a show? Okay, I understand you need a floor producer. I understand you need writers.
You have a band.
Okay.
You got your writers.
You could scale that whole thing down if you wanted to.
Well, he needs to doge it. If he could cut. Well, see, here's the thing. They've been losing $40 million a year on this show for several years. And, I mean, it doesn't make sense to keep pouring in because he wasn't getting the audience either that they wanted. And the other thing is, it was so left leaning that it fell over on itself. And when you immediately cut out 50% of your audience or more in the country, that's not a good idea. And I would look, if I was Fallon and who's the other guy? Fallon and
Kimmel.
I'd start taking a look at that too, and try to be, you know,
They're not going to change who they are.
Well, they don't have to be change who they are, but they could also though open their shows up to people with maybe a little bit of a different view.
I think they do.
No, they're pretty much the same too, and which is funny because Jimmy Kimmel used to be on a show with called Man's World or something like this with women scantily dressed women jumping up and down on trampolines with Adam Carolla, who is very conservative, and you got Kimmel's very, and they're still friends by the way today. But their show Man's World was they'd be chugging beers, they'd be doing all these things, and it was so sexist, it was so enjoyable.
The man show.
That's what it was.
Not confused with Man Up.
We don't have girls jumping on trampolines.
Real man show.
Only because we don't have room in here.
I would be, you're terrible, Carl. I would be interested, and I would watch a late night show that had the two guys or a guy and a girl that was not just gut filled and not just Kimmel, the extremes, but that two came together and that they could argue politely, not scream each other down,
and be humorous about it.
Yeah. You know, okay, so. Speaking of, this is not humorous for everybody, but it, obviously in the headlines today, first thing that when we usually don't turn the TV on to watch kind of stuff in the morning before we begin, but in the hours following the Sunday announcement of the landmark trade deal agreed by the United States and the European Union, a stinging reality began to sink in across the old continent. Brussels blinked and the EU leadership had been utterly routed by President Donald Trump and his White House.
Yay.
They called it trade bazookas. Only came to naught on Sunday as a noticeably dispirited EU chief Ursula von der Leyen sat beside President Trump at his Turnberry Golf Resort in Scotland to announce the agreement, which saw Europe commit to purchasing $750 billion in American energy, invest a further $600 billion in U.S.-based businesses, and spend hundreds of billions of dollars on military equipment.
Yay! That's what Trump said he was going to do. Excuse me, but I know people are upset with Trump, and now they're talking about gerrymandering the state of California so that only Democrats can be elected. No, I'm not kidding you. I heard Gavin Newsom say that we want to put a stake in the heart of this thing, of this administration, blah, blah. And of course Texas is doing the same thing in the opposite direction. They're trying to gerrymander states, and so you'd have more Republican Congress people coming in. But I just find it amusing that when people get so upset about Trump because he said, I'm going to shut down the border. I'm going to send away people that are here illegally. And he said it. The thing that bothers me about the ICE, the only thing that really bothers me about the ICE raids is the anger directed at the agents, where they're posting pictures of them, where they live, pictures of their children. It reminds me of Vietnam. For all those you think about Vietnam,
yes,
people were, as soldiers and sailors and Marines came home after serving their tours, they were treated poorly by many of our population. Sometimes it was just ignoring them. Sometimes it was physical attacks. Sometimes it was spitting on them, all these things. And they're doing the same thing now to the ICE agents. You are so confused, the people that are doing that. And I'll even say stupid. They're there doing their jobs that they were ordered to do. If you're really that upset, focus your anger on the people that sent them, your representatives that voted for it. If that's really upset you, is that they are deporting people here illegally. ICE agents whose names are Hispanic also, in many cases, they're doing their job. You want to picket somebody? You want to dock somebody? Why don't you make it a senator or a congressman? Something like that, which I don't agree with the whole thing anyway about doxing. But that's where it should be aimed at, not at the agents or the military. And we did learn that, finally, in Vietnam, when people said, you know, We made a big mistake. You know, the consciousness of America, we made a big mistake by blaming the ones who fought that war, not the ones who sent them.
Coming up at the next break.
It's the same thing.
We have Rebecca Baird.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is significantly shortening the 50-day deadline he gave Russia's Vladimir Putin to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting. There's no reason in waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
Ukraine's Air Force says Russia fired another overnight barrage at Ukraine. Mr. Trump has threatened Russia with severe tariffs unless a peace deal is reached. The president's announcing a trade deal with the European Union. He says the agreement imposes a 15% tariff on goods imported from the EU, and the Europeans will no longer have to buy so much oil and natural gas from Russia.
The European Union is going to agree to purchase from the United States $750 billion worth of energy. $750 billion worth of energy. They are going to agree to invest into the United States $600 billion more than they're investing already.
And the president says Europe will also buy a lot of military hardware from the U.S. Police in Traverse City, Michigan, holding a suspect. The weekend knife attack at a Walmart store. The suspect will face terrorism and other charges. Bystanders, one of them armed, collared the suspect until police could arrive. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 21 points. The Nasdaq trading 58 points higher, and the S&P is up 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
France is pressing ahead with its plan to recognize a Palestinian state as it opens a three-day UN conference in New York today with the Saudis.
The Trump administration is adamantly opposed to such recognition and will not attend the UN meeting, having threatened diplomatic consequences for nations that plan to attend an earlier date for the conference that was then postponed. More than 140 countries already recognize Palestine as a state, but France will be the first Western member of the Security Council and the first of the powerful G7 group of countries to do so, aiming to both pressure and incentivize Israel to engage with the long moribund wider peace process.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. A regional passenger train derailment in southern Germany Sunday killed at least three people, seriously injured others. Federal and local police say the cause of the crash still under investigation. News and analysis at townhall.com. The FAA investigating possible landing gear incident at the Denver airport.
Authorities say several passengers slid down an emergency slide of a smoking jet at Denver International Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration says American Airlines Flight 3023 reported the incident during its departure from Denver Saturday afternoon. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 was headed to Miami. One passenger tells KUSA-TV there was a big bang as the jet was increasing speed on the runway to take off, causing the pilot to hit the brakes. Airport officials say one passenger was injured and taken to a medical facility for treatment. I'm Mike Hempen.
Law enforcement officials say that all three people on board a small twin-engine plane that crashed into the Pacific Ocean off California's Central Coast have died. The Monterey County Sheriff's Office confirms the fatalities. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live on KCNR1460.com all over the world. Today, July the 28th. 2025, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing.
Center.
They are the hub of research and development and on the cusp of all of the new things happening in the medical world. So we'll talk about that later on when we talk about Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Let's give you an update on the weather. It's going to be 97 today, mostly clear skies with overnight lows of 68. Tomorrow calls for a triple-digit day with 100 and overnight lows of 69. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're under triple digits with 69 and 97 and 98 on Friday. It looks like we just have mostly clear skies. That's a kind of a shout out of what's happening for the week ahead of us with our weather, and that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson. It's the Kinney family, always bringing you the best in your gas and propane needs, senior and veteran discounts. Always brought to you as well as a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. I know I kind of made that up as I went along, but they always bring senior and veteran discounts. Like, bring it in, and they'll bring it to you. Gave me a weird look. You know, hey, sometimes I got to break it up.
Did you see the picture of the camel spider that I found?
I have to break it up.
Okay. I'm still on spiders.
Get rid of the monotony of just like a rote read. So
you have never had a rote
read. I like to be creative.
In 15 years.
No.
And I've been sitting next to you. It'll be sitting in front of you, and you'll look at it, and it's just a suggestion, like traffic lights.
It's exactly.
Like traffic lights.
You've got to make it up.
When you see the red, it's just a suggestion.
You know, you got to make it up because it gives it color.
Yeah, the color is red. When you see yellow, you should stop.
We're talking about two different things.
We are here with Rebecca Bear, the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation.
So good to see you.
Good morning.
No matter how much long you're married, if you work together like we do, you double it. We've been married forever.
We banter.
That's
and this is the way it is. Yeah.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be here. Oh, thank you.
You
good
know,
morning.
We need to have you on more because there's a lot of things going on.
So much.
And every time I talk to Todd Jones when he's on, he says, well, you know, you ought to have Rebecca tell you about this. I said, well, then why do I need you, Todd? Except you're a former Marine and I always have you.
Yeah, the community needs Todd for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, Rebecca, how long have you been now in this position, in your leadership position?
Yeah, just about 16 months.
Okay.
So I still feel new, although it is coming together and, you know, we've ramped up pretty quickly and we're doing big economic development things, in Redding and Shasta County. So, it's good. There's so much going on here. So much good opportunity. What a great story to tell. Just all good things in the last 16
months. Well, it's good to hear.
How did you get to Redding? Because I know you've had other important positions here in our city.
How much time do we have? Well, I grew up in Indiana. I went to school at Ball State University in East Central Indiana. Lived in Indianapolis for 10 years, where I was a commercial real estate broker.
Indiana? I can only remember one Marine I've had work for me. It came from Indiana, which is strange because Indiana is a very patriotic area.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe it's just because he stood out. But he was from Indiana. And then you think of corn and you think of all the other things. Is Indiana a great place?
Well, I get paid to tell you how great Redding and Shasta County are. What I'll tell you is that I really enjoyed growing up there.
Yeah.
I really like Indianapolis. And I think Indianapolis and a lot of the small towns in Indiana, like the one I grew up in, actually have some really great economic development case studies of where, the Rust Belt, essentially, all these car manufacturing facility, Studebaker in South Bend, Indiana, right? If anybody knows what Studebaker cars are. The name of Pete Buttigieg actually redeveloped the city of South Bend with a team of folks, and they have a river walk, and then the neighboring city, the city of Mishawaka, also did the same thing. So, so I think that, I have a lot of affinity and love, for where I grew up and where I spent a lot of time. But now that I'm in the role that I'm in, I get to look back on those things and go, wow, what a case study. How did this happen to redevelop these areas, to take these shuttered manufacturing facilities that were just, I mean, I can't tell you the condition, but it's similar when I look around here. You know, we have the old Shasta paper mill down in Anderson, right? And we've got other mill facilities and other manufacturers that are really, you know, those buildings and those properties are just sitting there. So, yeah. So that's how I look back at my home state.
I was kind of thinking about, I grew up in the cornfields and all that kind of stuff.
I did not grow up in the cornfields.
No, I didn't.
I grew up in a city the size of Redding. And when my husband and I moved to Redding, right, the outdoors, the lakes. I grew up on a lake in Indiana. There are a ton of lakes in northern Indiana and southern Michigan, not to mention Lake Michigan.
Sure.
But really the natural beauty, the outdoors, that all resonates with us. But I joked when we were moving up here that we were moving to the part of California that's more like Indiana than the rest of California. This
is true.
Very much feels like home. Yeah. Very conservative. Working class people and, you know, friendly people. I think our people are the greatest asset here that we have.
Really.
There are a lot of similarities. So this very much feels like where I grew up and very much feels like home to me.
Fantastic. Well, we're happy to have you. And we're going to have to take a break. Should we take an early break?
Let's take an early break.
Okay, then we'll come back. We're going to talk about air service development. And also the groundbreaking that's happening for the Amazon facility.
But there's another thing, too, I want to talk about is First Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's really important. And another individual, Tyler and I, were talking about the same concept. And Todd says, you talk to Rebecca. She's already got it started. And I went, whoa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you've got a, you know. But we're going to talk about what this is when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Many things they have now going. And one, of course, is to get care now. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use get care now to reserve an emergency room treatment time. How many times have you had to go there, you got a gastro problem, you got something, flu? It's not life-threatening, but you're very uncomfortable. You need to see a doctor, and you go down and you wait 3, 4, 5 hours. You can schedule a time to be seen in the ER and wait in the comfort and safety of your own home. Use the Get Care Now. It's quick and easy. Visit the website and click on the Get Care Now tab at ShastaRegional.com. This is not if there's life-threatening emergencies there. And they will ask you some questions online. You know, you're bleeding, you're having problems breathing, you're having chest pains, whatever, and they'll tell you to come down right now. But just to be able to use something like this is another example of how Shasta Regional Medical Center cares about its patients. And we'll be right back with Rebecca Baer.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com. Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so
like a dream. I can't get enough of Reba, you know. Please tell me that's Reba. Oh, my God. You know, I've seen her perform twice live, and I had a great chance of seeing her in Nashville with Brooks and Dunn opening for her. Oh, my gosh. It was so great. Hey, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio always. And if you're moving around and you can't figure it out, KCNR1460.com, we do stream live throughout the world. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. And our guest this morning is Rebecca Baer. Carl had to leave to go in the other room for a minute. She is the CEO of the Economic Development here in the North State. Welcome back.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Oh,
always.
Yeah. Great. Always a good time. Great to see you. Great to see you. And watch how you have grown into this position. And you've got some great things. When you think about kind of like trying to get the lay of the land of now a new title, a new job description, a new, like, in the barriers of, you know, leaving somebody's legacy and coming in and making it your own. So now you do have this air service development that's within your department. Can you share with our listeners what that means and what that's like.
Yeah.
What's happening?
So really we see, and our community sees air service development as a tool for economic development. More routes we have, more flights we have, it's easier for business people to get here. To visit the community, to think about opening businesses, or vendors who are coming in to meet with businesses here. And it helps our local businesses get to other places faster, right? So when you think, oh, why does the EDC do air service development? We do that in partnership with the City of Reading and the airport. And it's really a vehicle to economic development. So air service development is the one tiny little piece of what an airport does to recruit airlines to the airport. And it's this process, this song and dance, you know, a little dog and pony show. We go and meet with these airline route planners and tell them all about the city, tell them all about the community, how excited our community is about air service, having air service. You know, not a lot of towns our size have air service at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we have four nonstop destinations from the Reading Airport with more than once daily service to any one of those destinations is really a testament to the work that my predecessor and the city had done. So there's always been a lot of effort on the part of this community to focus on the airport, to develop, you know, those routes and to have service in Reading to serve the community here.
I know Carl had the manager of the airport on just, I think, last week. And that was a really good show. And it was a coup and a wonderful, addition for you to have this nonstop into Denver. And I was talking to a girlfriend of mine up at the doggy park. She said, well, you know, now that we have this nonstop to Denver, she hopped on the plane and went to go visit a friend who picked her up and took her to Colorado Springs. So, you know, that's a coup. And unfortunately, we've lost a few, flights that were important for people. And so how do we look at maybe reviving these flights that go into Burbank?
Yeah, so we're looking at that region, really that LA Basin region, knowing that there is demand for a second flight. So not everybody wants to fly in and out of LA, depending on the schedule, which we don't necessarily choose. We work with the airlines based on what they're seeing and, you know, what we see and share that information. But the LA Basin has been a focus for the airport and for air service development for over a year now, right? And so knowing how popular that Burbank route was, as soon as Avelo announced that they were leaving, that became a major area of attention. And so we're in conversations with all the major airlines, lots of airlines you probably haven't heard before, or maybe you just heard a little bit here or there about them. We're just in constant communication and constant dialogue just because we have to stay in front of them. So this, we're selling, right? So we're doing all our best sales things every so often, every few weeks or every few months, depending on where the conversation is. We check in with folks, ask them how things are going. And we're just at the mercy, I think, of the airlines and their route planners. Mostly it's available aircraft. And so if there were an unlimited amount of aircraft, if every airline had all the planes they wanted all the time, then they would do more, right? But we're subject to their limited availability for where they put their planes.
So one of the airlines names that have been brought up around the dinner table is Breeze.
Yeah.
Which, from what I understand, in the past, looking up Breeze, that is like a no-nonsense, no seats going back. When you get on there, you might
have... Spirit. It's like Spirit.
Well, it's
Spirit.
An ultra-low-cost
yes.
carrier.
Yeah.
ULCC
yeah.
is what they're
right.
calling.
Oh.
Them. Yeah.
Okay.
Ultra-low-cost carrier.
Okay.
Yeah.
You better take that home with you.
Ultra low cost carrier.
Yeah. But,
well, you know, the thing about Avelo or Spirit, I should say Spirit Airlines. If you've ever seen the reels on Spirit Airlines that they, I mean, it is hilarious the things they say about Spirit, you know, like duct tape is holding the wing on. He says, hey, hold my martini and watch this, you know, on takeoffs. And I mean, it's just hilarious. And we've flown on Spirit. And frankly, you know, the planes are ultra clean.
Yeah, for a short flight, it's not bad.
Yeah, and you know, the seats don't go back, but it seemed like just new aircraft.
What else do you need for a 1 hour flight?
Yeah, or 2 hour flight.
Get me there.
Yeah.
So I don't have to drive.
Get my stuff there.
Yeah.
And they charge you more to put it overhead than they do underneath. I've never understood that, but it's okay because you know, I got to get to Las Vegas. I'm flying from here. Boom. I'm there. My gear has arrived, and it, you know, saved me money.
Time is flying by with Rebecca Barron in the seat this morning as our special guest. We've talked about the air service development, but you've got a couple other things that we want to talk about that are big time on the radar. We've got the next segment, but before we do that, let's go right into a groundbreaking event.
What an exciting time for our community. So the Amazon purchased land in Stillwater. That deal closed, and we are going to break ground on their new facility on August 13th. We'll have a little ceremony out at the property with all the shovels and hard hats. Hopefully you've seen those types of events before. But it really is an opportunity. Stillwater, there's so much momentum behind Stillwater. Stillwater is actually one of only two fully entitled business parks, industrial parks in the state of California.
Do you realize that, okay, we've been on the air 16 years. Stillwater, from the time we started, felt like the community called it the black hole. Now, see what happens in time? Somebody had to have a vision.
Somebody had a vision. They might have been 20 years ahead of schedule.
Right.
But ultimately, that vision and all the work that was done to make Stillwater what it is, which is that fully entitled land site, is paying off. And so there's so much activity. A year ago, there were up to 92 acres available. Now we're down to parcel size about 25.
Mm.
So several of the parcels are under control. From the last year, we only have 7 out of 16 left. So
that's
lots of activity.
That's a staggering number.
And the former EDC guys, I could make them cry sitting right here in front of me about still. I called it dead water. And before Todd?
Ma, Mark Lissette, or Tony Giovanelli.
Yeah, Tony.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah,
Tony. I get in here with Tony, and I swear to lose more hair every time we walk in here. And because Tony and I are friends, and I go, so tell me about Deadwater.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we've got these things. And he never lost sight of what it could be. And Tony, God bless you. You did such a great job on that. Getting it, you know,
he carried
not losing faith.
Carried it on
his
shoulder.
And now, the thing about having something like Amazon here, in my opinion, and I'm not the expert like you are, but it tells other companies. It shows other companies, another organization.
Yeah, warehouse and distribution for sure is on the radar. So Stillwater and Reading are on the radar for warehouse and distribution facilities. And you're right, it's called the Amazon effect. So Amazon, big company, lots of resources, sophisticated research, working to find sites that fit their business model and their distribution network. Reading fits, so that's the great win for our community. But really what happens then is companies who don't have as many resources and are a little less sophisticated, they go, well, at work, look at that.
If Amazon's there,
they can't be wrong. And in fact, several calls that we've gotten about Stillwater over the last couple of months since the Amazon deal has been public are actually folks who use Amazon to ship their product. And so being in close proximity to that warehouse or that distribution facility, you know, can be beneficial to other companies. This site is a little bit different than what I think most people are thinking about distribution.
Uh-huh.
But this is just a teaser. I'm just going to say it's a little bit different than distribution. You'll have to wait until the 13th.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So that means on the 14th or 15th, we're going to have Rebecca back.
I'll come back.
And
yep.
she's going to give the whole enchilada about what it means, how it works, jobs, all that.
Yep, I'll come back.
Because
and
the article written by Dave Benda, he did not talk to the Amazon people here. He just talked to another distribution warehouse they had in Orland.
I think is where he
juxtaposed it from there. He says, well, they have this, we could have this, but that could be wrong. In other words,
well, we have booked Why You're Going to Be Gone. Our wonderful Rebecca Bear is going to co-host with me on that Friday, and we're going to bring some other people in, and we're going to be hearing all about what's happening on that particular day. So we just booked it while you were in the other room. Girls power.
And
yeah.
This portion of the show is boy power. Brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's an old-fashioned barbershop with scissors and trimmers and razors, and it's just a great place to get a haircut. The only place I've had a haircut since I moved to Redding back, you know, a century ago. Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lecky Miller's or Subway's, founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 67. Locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. They have just a great, they're just great barbers there. I've never had a bad haircut there. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment. As I did last week, roll in, get my hair cut, hang around for a little while, and take off. And I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop, except it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe from
repair. He's done wonderful work on our windshields throughout the years. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're here with Rebecca Bear.
Hello.
Bear.
Good morning.
Bear. Okay, yeah. Bear. Who is the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and we've talked about
The Earth Service Development?
The groundbreaking for the Amazon. It's going to happen on August 13th. We've talked about the Air Service. And now we're going to talk about, you started something called the First Friends.
We did last year, about this time.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so when I started this job last spring, I started to meet with companies to really get a pulse of where things were, how people were feeling, what the needs of the community were for economic development. And like many people already knew then and know now, that hiring, especially in the medical services field, was difficult, right? Like we recruit and, well, the healthcare systems, other professional services providers, engineering firms, professional services firms like accountants and attorneys, they recruit candidates to their firms or to the hospitals or the practices. And, the conversation was, you know, could go really well. It could be a great opportunity. But what I kept hearing across the board from just about everybody was that, for some reason that they just couldn't get comfortable, right, with living in the community, or there wasn't enough information about one thing or another. And so despite their best efforts, and even when the candidate, the doctor or whomever said, yeah, this is going to be a great opportunity, they would ask the spouse, and then the spouse would say, oh, no, I can't see myself living there, you know, for one reason or another. And a lot of times the spouse hadn't even visited, right? So I was hearing this and I thought, one of the things that EDC does is business retention and growth, right? So we do four things, and one of the things we do is working with local businesses for retention and growth. We also work on quality of life. So this overlaps the work that we do in a lot of different ways, because healthcare is a big industry here, but it also is quality of life. If you're coming into a new community and you can't get a doctor, you know, you're going to have some concerns about that.
Of course it does.
And especially if you have children, you know, that maybe heightens the concern. So anyway, we went to work on this program, and it had been an idea of some folks at the EDC that they'd tossed it around. Their heart was just to really make people feel welcome,
right,
into the community.
Which is important.
And that's a big part of it, too. So we have a program called First Friends, where essentially it's helping the employer with the recruitment by plugging folks into the community or into the business community. So for a spouse that comes along, if that person needs a job, right, we can use our network, we can reach out to folks to try to help facilitate some conversation around the spouse having a job when they get here. Also just showing off all the amazing things to do here, really understanding what that family's interests are and what needs they're going to have when they come to Reading. The EDC has been a business connector, and we know a lot of people, right? Like more than anything, the EDC is very well connected in this community. And I thought, well, we're going to put this to work. We're going to connect people with the resources that they need. I met with one candidate, that was coming for a job, and they had a child that had special needs. Well, it was the middle of summer, and so there wasn't anybody at the Office of Education to have a conversation about what that was going to look like for a child with special needs. So we're able to make a connection there to say, could we have somebody talk to this family? Because they're not going to wait until August when somebody's in the office to make that conversation happen. So they needed that information right away. Like I said, we send a lot of resumes out of the spouses that are, and you've got to just have a little bit of, faith that, you know, the kids will get to play soccer, that, you know, get to do dance lessons.
Show them the brand new $2 million soccer field that
Okay. Yeah. I don't even want to go there. And then Big League Dreams is coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
but
great.
But there are so many other things.
That's a nice facility.
Here.
Should it's not go to waste.
Equestrian.
Yeah.
We've got equestrian events. Oh, yeah. We've got all types. You know, people like horses or want to have their horses there. Hey, you can do it.
You can do all of it.
You can do all of that.
And too, just in terms of when we talk about folks that are coming from bigger cities, you know, obviously there's less traffic. It's a better quality of life in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's less competition sometimes, right?
Yeah,
for the same,
sure.
The same thing. Once people spend time here, I don't think it's a hard sell at all. We live in a great community.
We do, and it's a very giving community. Yes, we're just like any other any other city. We have homeless, but we're addressing homelessness. We're building
it's
these
not
little
as bad
tiny.
As it feels
not,
like it's not as bad as it was.
As it was
2 or 3 years ago.
We're making concerted efforts to take care of that homeless. Like the county has just opened up this new thing about for home, you know. Putting homeless veterans into housing as the first part of it. You've got Good News Rescue Mission. It's just doing wonderful work down there. I mean, there are so many things that you look at. We're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, we are moving in the right direction, and there are opportunities, you know, professional level jobs and responsibilities.
Yeah.
So folks that are coming in really have an opportunity to create some good stuff.
We're with Rebecca Bear, who is the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation. We come back. I want to talk about what are we looking at? What are you looking at in the future? And I know you can be just like Tony and Todd. You could be nebulous, but you can kind of give ideas.
Yeah.
But I also want to push people toward your website and the economic dashboard and data center. If you just want to get this is what Redding and Shasta County looks like. This is the place to go to.
Yeah.
It's now become one of my favorites.
It's got all the data.
It's got it all.
All the stats, yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing the breeze of jasmine in my mind.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coach Matt, Coach Matt, Coach Matt.
Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Laffin Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Hey, tomorrow we'll have Haven Humane join us, Wednesday, Tanessa Audette. Friday, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And let me see, on Thursday, I'll tell you in a little bit. Thursday, how can I forget that? Because that was another big name. For the rest of the week here. But it's great starting off the week with Rebecca Bear and the Economic Development Corporation because it's good news. You know, a lot of times we've had the EDC on and there's not a lot to talk about, but we've talked about, you know, they're talking airports, talking to Breeze Airways, maybe taking the Avello spots. Of course, the big groundbreaking August 13th for Amazon. And we're not going to talk about it because there's a lot of things, but then Rebecca's going to co-host with Linda that Friday, and they're going to, you know, they can make all the announcements there and say what's really going on. And then, the First Friends program you've got going at EDC. And I want to quickly tell people, if you go to the EDC website, check out the economic dashboard and the data center.
Yeah, so much information. This has been a project now about 5 years old in partnership with Golden Valley Bank. They do this in Chico. And when they moved up here to Reading, kicked this off here. And so we get support from O2 Employment and Sierra Pacific to do this economic dashboard. We pull from multiple sources of data, and we use the most recent data that is available to us. So economic data tends to lag a couple of years. So if you see 2022 here, it's not because we're not doing our job. It just that data lags, right? And so I think we're getting ready to get some new data for 2023 here. But I was fascinated with this dashboard when I first started because there are some surprising statistics here. Some are not surprising, like the commute time to work. And Carl was saying, you know, 83%, when you look at that and you switch it around, 83% of our community drive less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
and you could have it less than 15. And, you know, you could, I bet you would find less than 15 minutes that you'd have a close to 30% of people.
And so compared to other places in California, and it actually shows you there that we're second out of 58 counties in the state of California. So quality of life is huge, and there's a reason that that quality of life piece is right at the top. But the other, you know, local industry, we are surrounded by forests, and we know what a major player the forest industry is in our community. When you look at the largest industries in our community, healthcare and retail are one and two. We also talk about travel and tourism before we get to manufacturing, engineering, design, and forest products. So all that data is on the website. If you're an employer using, you know, recruiting, like I said, or doing job postings for folks that are coming out of the area, many folks actually use links to our website for recruiting. How much does a haircut cost? How much is a gallon of gas? There's all these different data points that we collect data on. We report them back in terms of cost of living, and that's how we come up with those comparisons. There are people doing that in every city that we compare ourselves to through this tool. And so, but it's little things. It's very practical things that all really add up to tell a big story.
Okay. The other thing, too, is, okay, because we've only got like 3 minutes left this time, a quick look at down the road.
So right now, we've got a lot of momentum, like I said, in Stillwater, a lot of warehouse and distribution, you know, attention right now. But we're really looking for ways that we can win. So where does Reading fit in? Where does Reading win? And we've got a lot of tools that are available to us. We're working on recruiting folks from all over, right, from all over to come to California, to come to Reading, to open their manufacturing business. And then growing our local businesses is a big part of what we do. So I think that what's forward is, and looking forward is, this idea that we live in a great community with a lot of great tools. And that I think the best is really yet to come. We work with our startup community, through Startup Reading. So that's also on our website for anybody who's ever had an idea about starting a business or who wants to start a business, a tremendous amount of support. And we just hired a new person. I'm going to save that announcement, for another time. But, we just hired somebody who has worked in the Reading community, has owned their own business, and has also helped other businesses.
Fantastic.
Grow.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
I expect that we're going to be on your website now.
Well, I see
additional press coverage.
I hope so. Yeah. You've been on there before.
And what you do is you take the show and then you link it to it. Because we've gotten a lot of information out here today. But
and plus, you're going to be here on the 15th of August co-hosting for the full 2 hours. Maybe you'll bring your new announcement.
Yes.
And either they could come on or call in or whatever.
Yeah,
it'll be a great unfolding of information.
I think that if we have an opportunity over the course of 2 hours to talk about all the things that we're doing to help grow our economy, I think we're going to have a pretty jam-packed show.
We need to figure out how we can get more retail businesses, shops, boutiques, whatever it is, to come in and take some of these downtown front space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I urge everybody to take a look at the ShastaEDC.org website. It's got a tremendous amount of information. Like, we produce $9.9 billion in value of all goods and services produced in Shasta County. And it talks about home to 7,600 businesses, all of these.
Is that fascinating?
A lot of people are surprised to hear how many international businesses we have. And I was when I heard it, because it's not like two or three.
Oh, no.
It's numerous ones. So, Rebecca, thanks a lot for joining
us
today. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane. Wednesday, we'll have Tanessa on from Reading City Council. So have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.